Brandnet's podcast, Rise Up, Wise Up. In case you haven't heard any of our episodes, my name is Megan McClain. I'm your host. I'm in charge of franchisee training and support here at Brandnet. We are happy to continue the Franchisor Spotlight series for the Franchise Works blog, which is basically a feature of different franchisors that you can learn more about by going to franchiseworks.com. And we pretty much let the franchisor tell anyone listening what it would be like to be a franchisee with their company. So today we are going to be talking with the president of Morin Family of Brands, and that will be Peter Baldeen. And we're going to go ahead and get started here in just a bit. So sit tight, everybody. Well, Peter, if you want to go ahead and start out with an introduction of yourself, that would be wonderful, and we will move from there.
Sure. Okay. Thanks, Megan. My name is Pete Baldeen, and I'm president of Morin Family of Brands. I actually joined the company back in 1999 and took over as president about a year and a half ago. My background has been in franchising I've been in franchising since 1980.
All right. So since the 1980s, so you've seen a lot of things happen in the franchising industry, and you've seen a lot of growth with Morin Family of Brands. Is there any way you can elaborate on how they have changed since you first started working with them?
Yeah. So the company was formed in 1990 when Dennis Morin acquired Mr. Transmission. And then he went on to acquire several other different regional companies. So when I came in 99, it was right after all these acquisitions, and it acquired four different regional transmission companies. And then in 1997, he acquired Milex, Complete Auto Care. And then in 98, he acquired Altamir. So I came in right after that when we had to put all these together. And, you had six acquisitions. You had six different cultures that all had to be blended into one. So the early part of the 2000s was when all that was taking place after those acquisitions, really establishing the training programs and the best practices for the brands and all of that. And then once we did that, we realized that as the market was changing, there was some opportunity to put a couple of our brands together with co-branding. And that's when we began to transmission Milex together and Milex and Altamir, because what it did was it gave us the most complete automotive repair operation in the country.
So it seems like there in the beginning, there was a lot of discovery as to how you could really strengthen the brand. And it seems like you really came up with a great solution to that. And there was a lot of change that has happened thus far, especially in those early 2000s. And speaking of change, how many units do you all have now?
Right now we have 120.
Okay. And are you available in Canada and internationally?
We are in the process of becoming available in Canada.
Gotcha.
We're registering in Canada now, and we are making ourselves available internationally. We have two master franchisees in North Africa, and we're getting ready to launch an effort to go into Asia and the Middle East.
Okay, so there are some opportunities in the future that will come internationally and in Canada. But for those who are in the U.S. and thinking about becoming a franchisee, what are some things about your business you want them to know?
So I think, Megan, the way the market has developed, the biggest thing with our brands, because of our co-branding option and the uniqueness of that, and the fact that with Mr. Transmission being transmission repair and drivetrain repair, and Milex Complete Auto Care being all general automotive repair, including a lot of diagnostics and high-end repairs. When you co-brand the two of those under the same roof, you have the ability to create really the most complete automotive repair facility in the industry. Part of our strategy in doing that is that in the automotive repair industry, one of the things that people want, they want to be able to go to a shop where they know the owner, they know the mechanic who's working on their car. They want a relationship there. They want to know they're not getting ripped off. They want to know they're getting treated fairly. We're reestablishing those relationships because we can do anything to a customer's car that needs to be done other than body work. They don't need to go anywhere else.
Right. So that is the uniqueness that Moran Family of Brands brings to the table. Having all those services under one roof is really a important detail to note there. And as listeners are hearing about your brand and perhaps they're coming interested in being a franchisee with you all, what are some qualities you'd recommend to kind of help them understand if they'd be right for that role?
We're big on relationships, as you just listened to, you know, what I had to say about relationships with the customer.
Right.
Well, the franchisee is our customer, and those relationships are critically important. We established as a company a set of core values based on the word drive, and it stands for dedication, respect, integrity, vision, and engagement.
What was that last one?
Enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm, all right.
Those core values, we try to live by those core values within the four walls of our home office, and we try to live by those core values in all of our dealings with our franchisees. To answer your question, the most important thing in looking for a candidate is that we find candidates that have similar core values to ours, because we know that the system and relationships are all going to work well if we share those core values. Now, to get a little more specific, we do not need someone who has automotive experience. Find that people who have a hobby interest in automotive make great franchisees. You know, if they ride motorcycles, if they restored old cars, if they like going to car shows, that kind of hobby interest makes them kind of passionate about the model. But we're looking for somebody with strong leadership characteristics. We're looking for somebody with strong sales skills, mostly sales skills related to building relationships in the community.
I think it's important to note that you don't have to have automotive experience to work with you all. And I think that might be a common misconception when people are looking at your brand. Where do you see, before I get to that question, how is the support for the franchisees? How is the training and then the ongoing support?
Yeah, we support the franchisees very well, Megan. Right from the beginning, I think, you know, when we do our discovery day, when a candidate comes up to the home office, I think they're able to see who we are and what we're all about when they meet all of our department heads and get summaries on the support that's provided to them. From the standpoint of training, we've got a very extensive training program that consists of 2 weeks of classroom training and then a week of field training. We also we'll go visit the franchisee and spend a week with them when they open and, you know, make sure they get all the kinks out and everything goes as planned. We support them between signing and opening. There's a tremendous amount of support in managing our timeline startup process. Okay, we have a timeline process that basically covers everything that the franchisee needs to do to get their doors open. And we're in contact with the franchisee multiple times a week when they're going through that process, making sure that their equipment's ordered and installed on time and all of those good things. Once they open, they've been through training and they've been through the timeline checklist process, and now they're open. We support them very well through our operations field staff in staying in regular contact with them and helping them to manage their financials, looking at their P&Ls, making sure that their costs are in line, that they're growing the business from a sales standpoint. Our operations team works hand in hand once they're open with the marketing department, who will work with them all the way through the ramp up process. We've got a very well rounded internet campaign. Accounting and finance, we do a lot of analysis for the franchisees to help them understand their numbers and how their numbers are benchmarking against the rest of the system. We use an outside company that handles our site selection and lease negotiation for us. Works extremely well and has taken a lot of time off the timeline of finding the site and getting open. We're really able to speed up that opening process.
So there is a lot of great support there, and they're definitely not going to feel alone in the beginning when it comes to making sure their business is in the right place, are they?
No, they're not. Our quite frankly, Megan, our biggest frustration is when a franchisee doesn't call on us enough. We provide them with the resources and the tools. And when we see them maybe struggling and not using the tools and the resources we've provided, that's one of our biggest frustrations.
They know to reach out to you, and that's good that you guys can really build relationships with them and make sure that everyone's feeling good about it.
We continue to work on our ability to engage the franchisees and get them using all those tools and resources, and we keep getting better at it.
Great. A lot of good things have happened since the opening of the Moore and Family brands, and it's come such a long way. What are some things you think might happen in the future? What are some hopes you have for the future?
We've got a lot of things going on for the future. We think this international development push is going to be great for us. We also have a tremendous amount of opportunity for organic growth within the U.S. Even in our biggest markets, we still have some room for growth. We also are looking at area development and area development rights and being able to grant rights for someone to a stronger candidate to develop in our market. So international growth, continued growth in the domestic markets, and continuing to establish a presence in some of the markets where we don't have much of a presence.
All right. So is there anything else that you feel like you would like to add?
Megan, I think that some of the greatest advantages are, our operating philosophy and establishing strong relationships with our franchisees and the strong trust factor with the customers, the strategy of co-branding to really build the reach and frequency with the customers. That's what's important to us.
Certainly learned a lot about Moore and Family of Brands, and I'm so glad that Peter Baldin could join us today on Rise Up, Wise Up as part of the feature for the Franchise Works blog. If you want to check out the blog post for the Moore and Family of Brands, just go to franchiseworks.com. And if you'd like to learn more about Moore and Family of Brands itself, again, as Peter said, there is a wonderful website where you can go and learn everything about not only the company, but how to become a franchisee if you're interested in that as well. Also, it would help to find your local franchise consultant with FranNet. If you go to our website, frannet.com, you'll be able to find the local consultant in your area. They'll be able to better guide you through the process if you are interested in becoming a franchisee. So check that out as well. Again, I'm your host, Megan McLean. I'm in charge of franchisee training and support here at FranNet. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. Until the next time, have a great day.